Hello, what is up guys? Eman from PesoSmartPH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, stock market update ulit tayo. Babasa tayo ng mga articles galing sa business world. So, puro corporate to and stock market related. So, unang-una is yung SEC warns against G Harvest Investment Scheme. So, yan, no? So, may mga nagbibigay na naman or nag-o-offer ng mga investment instruments na hindi naman registered sa SEC. So, yung SEC issued an advisory against G Harvest Incorporated or Great Harvest Incorporated, GHI, for unlicensed investment programs, which promises investors returns of 23-27% within 6 months of for each minimum investment of 10,000 pesos. So, ang laki, no? Grabe naman yun. So, within 6 months, 23-27%. And pinapromise talaga nila yun. So, kumbaga parang ginagarantee nila. Again, if it's too good to be true, think twice, no, before putting your money in. So, it's much better to buy a security na lang, buy a stock na dividend paying. Or siguro, pwedeng mag-invest ka no, sa crypto, magandang crypto project. So, instead of like putting your money here na potential, itakbo nila yung pera or... like, you know, hindi sila, pwede naman legit sila no, na business and then yun lang, hindi sila registered magbigay ng, or mag-offer ng investment instruments to the public. And yun nga, yung 23-27%, kung like, igagarantee mo yan, yung gain na yan, I wouldn't buy that. I wouldn't like, pay attention to this. So yeah, ingat lang tayo guys. And yung next one naman is Converge Earnings Whet Investors Appetite. So, napansin ko rin to, no? And yun, nakita ko nga na ang laki nung tinaas ng income ng Converge. So, ang taas din ng volume. So, week on week, no? Yung share price went up 10.3%. Naging 20.4 share, no? Yung kanyang price. I think nag-close siya nitong kahapon. Friday, around 20-ish pesos na rin. So, solid, no? So, favorable kasi yung first quarter ng 2021 performance sa, ano, sa rally na ito. So, magandang news yan para sa mga stockholders ng Converge and yung mga, ano, gustong mag-invest, no? Gustong mag-entry dito. So, siguro magkocontinue tong rally na to. I think, tuloy-tuloy naman to kasi pati yung PSEI, medyo nagra-rally na din. So, tumataas na. I think, nasa 6.6K na ulit tayo. So, yeah, that's pretty good. Nasa 170% kasi no, yung increase ng earnings ng Converge for the first quarter of 2021. So that's pretty solid for Converge. Next up is AC Energy to Power Pacific Synergies Laguna Plant. So Ayala led AC Energy Corp said on Monday that it had committed to supply over 28,900 megawatt hours of renewable energy to the Laguna based plant of consumer goods firm Pacific Synergy Food and Beverage Corporation. So maganda to kasi nakakakuha sila no ng kumbaga parang contracts and yun agreement nga na sila yung magsusupply for this particular business din no. So B2B client nila ito. So yung sentiment ko for AC Energy is parang kay AP din no? Kasi they're leaning towards renewables na talaga. Si AC Energy, yung goal nila is to like become the biggest player not only in the Philippines but sa Southeast Asia when it comes to renewable energy. So, magandang vision para sa company. And yun nga, naging Ayala, naging involved na sila sa Ayala. So, under Ayala na sila. So, lalo pang naka-attract no, ng mas maraming investors itong AC Energy. Then next up is House Panel clears franchise of Manila Water and Maynilad. Yung Maynilad mag-list na rin to. Ano? Kasi yung Manila Water, MWC, if I'm not mistaken yun yung kanilang stock code, MWC, listed na siya sa PSE. And then yung Maynilad, mag-list siya, no? Mag-IPO siya. So nabigyan ng franchise no yung water concessionaries na Maynilad Water Services and Manila Water. May hindi... I think, you know, diba? 23-2 yung boto for Manila Water and then 19-2 for Maynilad. Kasi parang hindi doon na-review ng tama. But, I won't go into the details of that. Yung mahalaga lang dito is, you know, pag na-pass itong bill na to, marerenew na yung kanilang mga franchise. Then ito, yung sinasabi ko kanina, medyo na-excite ako. Meron palang next na article. Maynilad to go public as part of new concession deal. So yung water supplier sila no ng Metro Manila, West Zone has agreed to go public as part of its revised concession deal with the government. So nakita ko lang din dito na yung biggest stakeholder ng Maynila is yung MPIC, which is yung Metro Pacific Investments Corp. So nasa 52% no yung kanilang stake sa Maynilad, and then DMC Holding, so that's pretty good. May DMCI din ako, 25.24%, and then Marubeni Corporation. I'm not familiar with this one, pero yan yung three major stakeholders no nitong si Maynilad, and then they'll go public na, so I'm not sure kung anong mangyayari dito sa numbers na to, but yeah, I'm pretty sure sa opinion ko na okay bilhin itong IPO na ito kasi mga ano to, yung mga utility to, di ba? So, kaya doon ako naglilin towards like sa energy, di ba? Like Meralco, yung Meralco naman distribution ng energy, and then yun like mga providers talaga, sila yung nagtatayo ng mga power plants, ng mga solar panel plants. So, di ba, yung AC, yung ASEN, and then yung Aboitiz Power, and then yung SPC. Actually, may next article din tayo about SPC. So, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yung next one naman natin is yung Globe, PLDT, say content, now important part of business. So, I don't know if you watch Gary Vee, but ang tagal niya sinasabi to. He also mentioned that everyone's a media company first, kahit saang business ka pa involved.
So the internet, not social networks, has, by the way, why am I stuck in air quotes always? Hardcore fans, you know what I'm talking about. So the internet is stuck in a place where people have realized that it's disrupted publishing. You read books on Kindles and iPad. I can go direct with my future books. May not. Music, right? We download music now, no more CDs. Commerce, you buy things on Amazon. You know, all these things have happened, but the one thing that we don't talk about is the internet has really disrupted media companies quite a bit. The cost of entry to become a media company is so low. You don't have to buy a TV network anymore. You don't need to buy a multi-million dollar printing press to reach the end consumer. You literally use products that are free like WordPress and Medium, and now because of the word of mouth, which is the plumbing of society, now that social networks have mapped that. Social networks, if you don't know, if you've got it twisted, social networks are the plumbing of word of mouth in our society now. So with that, which is distribution, which is really what media is, and with free sites like WordPress and Medium, things of that nature, which is the content production aspect, basically the cost to get out there is double zero. Robert Parrish. Now, here's what's really happening. Where I think people are misunderstanding things is that the cost of entry to being relevant in our society today is content. If you're not putting out stories, you basically don't exist. And so what I really wanted to make this video about is for once and for all to put a stake in the ground or my fist on this table, you know, Khrushchev style since I'm Russian. Every one of you is a media company. Now I know people hate hearing the term personal brand. It feels icky, fine. Call it your reputation. And I know it might sound like, ugh, everybody's a media company. So cliche, marketing talk, fine. Call it what you want. But if you are not putting out content that is bringing value to people, whether that's making you giggle, whether that's making you think, whether that's educating you on wine or business or whatever it may be, if you're not putting out that content, you are being drowned out by the massive volume of content that is being put out by businesses, media companies, entrepreneurs, on and on and on. And if you don't understand this and you head into a 2014 world and you don't have a very strategic strategy on putting out content on a daily basis, a weekly basis, that's actually bringing value to the end consumer, which then reciprocates you getting business, you will be left out in the cold. You will be Blockbuster, you will be the person that, Blockbuster Video, you will be the person that owned a ton of horses before the car, you will be Borders Books that laughed at Amazon. You can laugh at all this video all you want, but I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you in 4 years if you don't act on this rant.
So diba kasi, kumbaga parang binibenta mo yung sarili mo eh. I don't mean that in a bad way. Kasi like for example, mag-a-apply ka ng trabaho, diba? Like you're selling yourself to the company na you're gonna, parang sinasabi mo sa kanila, hey, I'm gonna contribute this so you have to pay me this. Diba? Parang ganun yung agreement eh kapag magkakatrabaho ka. Then same thing, pagka magbibusiness ka, like you're selling your business to the consumers. Like, kung B2C yung business mo, and then kung B2B naman, you're selling your business to other businesses na gamitan yung services mo or yung goods mo, bilhin nila, di ba? So ganun talaga. And yun talaga, part na ng buhay natin. No? Like kahit saan, kahit saang parte ng mundo, part na yung social media. And talagang laganap na siya. And yun na yung kumbaga parang TV natin ngayon. Diba? Yung iba nga, nagre-release sa news, diba, sa Facebook, which is not really good kasi ang daming fake news sa Facebook. However, andun yung attention eh. So, you have to take advantage of that. Okay, so medyo lumayo tayo. So, Globe Telecom expects its content creation business to fuel growth in the next years, its top official said. So, yeah. Tama naman yun, no? And same thing din yung sinabi ng CEO ng PLDT, si MVP. He said that the media companies under his group are in good position to synergize with PLDT and its wireless arm smart communications to address demand for content. So, di ba, lahat yan, Netflix, YouTube. So, uy, magkakaroon sila ng online content, no? Globe Studios. And if you don't know, di ba, in GMA din, nag-explore sila ng parang business opportunity dun sa field or like same thing ng Netflix, di ba, yung on-demand streaming na membership. So, doon na talaga tayo papunta. So, syempre, itong mga businessmen na ito, itong mga businesses na ito, like, they want a portion of that pie. Di ba? Kasi, andun yung pera eh. And may opportunity doon. So, of course, they will grab that. Alright, so mega-wide naman tayo. Yung net income drops more than 98%. So, yung capital increase nila is na-clear na. So, yung Megawide Construction Corp's net income attributable to the equity holders of the parent dropped 98.6% in the first 3 months of the year. But the company said the results signaled its return to a healthier performance. Quote-unquote, healthier performance. Tingnan natin no, yung data nila sa PSE Edge. So, yung balance sheet, this is for December 31, 2020, as of. Retained earnings sila is, meron pa rin naman, no? 6.4 billion pesos. However, nag-incur sila ng 874.5 million pesos na losses after taxes. And then yung attributable to parent, 398.1 million pesos. Tapos quarter din naman, as of May 31, 2021, yung retained earnings sila naging 6.2 billion from 6.4. Kasi nag-incur ulit sila ng losses na nasa 137.9 million pesos. So, I'm not sure kung tama ba itong like sinasabi nung nasa article. But what do I know? I'm just, you know, I'm just a small-time investor and yeah, I'm just giving my two cents on the matter. But hopefully yun nga, no, maka-recover na naman talaga sila. And sana tama yung sinasabi. Pero 'di ba? Kita mo nga dun sa ano. Kita mo nga dito sa article, healthier performance, quote unquote. Kasi kung yun yung forecast nila, good and ano, sana ma-hit nila no yung forecast niya, yung target na yun. Pero medyo it wouldn't be a very good look for them kung parang ano lang sila, parang ano bang term, parang false promise, something like that, or maling forecast para lang para ma-calm down yung kanilang investors. I'm not sure. Kasi, di ba, that might be the case. So, yun. Until now nga, hindi pa rin sila nakaka-recover. So, but yeah, hopefully, makarecover sila soon. The next one is Meralco to source 1,500 megawatts renewable power in the next 5 years. So, doon na talaga tayo papunta, no? Siyempre, like, this is a movement for everyone. Dapat, we have to, like, be responsible. Like, we should be lessening our carbon footprint. Kasi, yun, lahat tayo nakakontribute, no, sa global warming. So, syempre, itong mga business na ito, it's more of, like, syempre, publicity, no? Kailangan maganda yung, kumbaga, perception sa kanila ng public. Pero, they're doing this because, you know, they need it as well. Kasi bukod nga doon sa, you know, public perception para gumanda yung kumbaga tingin sa kanila no ng publiko, kailangan nila 'tong gawin kasi nga, I mean, anin mo yung like sobrang daming pera kung like wasak-wasak na no or like hindi na livable itong mundo natin, itong earth. So yeah, we have to contribute even if it's like it's pretty small, and if you think na hindi siya ano, parang hindi siya nagkakaroon ng dent, kahit sobrang liit lang yan, may effect yan. So yeah, that's pretty much it naman no. So I think the headline says it all. May mga ibang parts dito na bill shock not likely. I don't want to get into that anymore. So move on na tayo sa next one, which is si Mond Nesen, no? IPO multiple times oversubscribed. If you don't know, nag IPO na yung Mond Nesen 2 weeks ago, tama ba? Yung kanilang initial offer para makapag-subscribe. Nag-subscribe ako sa personal portfolio ko, nasa 20,000 pesos yun. And then may iba akong kilala na nag-subscribe din around 30 plus something. Yung nakuha nila sa GMA7 din, yun, kinuha nila. Sa portfolio naman ng tatay ko kay Papa, hindi na ako nakapag-subscribe kasi nasa 18,000 yung buying power niya. Nag-ano lang ako, nag-average down ako sa Aboitiz Power. If you don't know kasi, medyo bumaba no, yung prices ng Aboitiz Power the past 2 weeks nga actually. Then naka-recover siya nung Thursday and Friday, and nag-close siya at around 23 pesos per share. So that's crazy. Nung Wednesday, nag-close siya at around 20.50. So grabe, ang laki nung tinaas, nasa 11%, almost 12%. But anyway, Monday sina tayo, no? So, yung initial public offering nila na 3.6 billion common shares with an overallotment option of 540 million common shares saw overwhelming interest, quote-unquote, from investors at home and abroad, resulting in an international and domestic book building process that was multiple times oversubscribed. Kasi, I don't know, maganda rin yung perception no, ng Mond Nesen, kasi hindi lang naman dito naglalaro no yung business ng Mond Nesen. Like ang laki ng market niya sa Philippines, but hindi naman dito lang no yung market nila. So international din sila. So solid talaga, and ang dami ring mga institutional investors na interested, na ang laki din ng capital na inalat para dito sa IPO na to. And yes, like pwedeng mag-play lang sila no, itong mga malaking investment firms na to, na 'di ba 13.5 yung price, and then like pagka-list nila after a week biglang nag-jump na, naging 15, naging 18, naging 20. Syempre iba diyan nagte-take profit. Pero I believe in the long run, magandang i-hold tong Mond Nesen, kasi if you check yung kanilang books, yung income nila nung 2018, nasa 2.7 billion yung kanilang income. So that's pretty impressive na. And then the next year, 2019, naging 6 billion. So mas lalong impressive yun. And then the next year ulit, 2020, may pandemic, naging 8 billion yung net income nila. So grabe no yung growth. Even though yes, may chance na hindi nila ma-imitate no, or like magawa ulit yung 8 billion na net income for 2021, pero kita mo doon yung growth, 'di ba? Yung growth potential. So paano kung this year naging 10 billion and potentially din no na magbigay ng dividends itong Mond Nesen? Pero we don't know yet. Pero I mean, for me, yung opinion ko, they will give out dividends. So yeah, let's just huddle and hope for the best, and I'm pretty sure na maganda yung magiging performance itong initial listing ng Mond Nesen sa PSE. Alright, and ito naman, medyo maiba tayo, no? Hindi naman to sa Business World, so sa Manila Bulletin. Actually, naghahanap ako ng article sa Business World about this one. Kasi, ano eh, magsusupply na yung Aboitiz Power ng power sa, ano, sa Nestle. So, that's pretty good. And wala akong nakita sa Business World, so ito na lang ginamit natin. So, listed firm Aboitiz Power Corporation has inked a new power supply agreement with Nestle Philippines, which calls for the delivery of 24.6 megawatts of capacity to meet the latter's energy needs. So, ito talaga, no, yung kumbaga nagra-run nitong mga business na ito. Talagang B2B sila. So, magandang development to. Actually, kailan pa ba to? May 25. Kailan ba yung May 25? So Tuesday to no. So nag-dip pa rin to no, kahit lumabas itong article na to. Walang pakialam yung market. Yung market sentiment, pababa pa rin, ang pababa until nag 20.5 nga yung 52 week low ng Aboitiz Power. So 'di ba, hindi mo talaga masasabi kung ano yung gagawin ng isang stock on any given day. Like kung ano, kung talagang gusto na siyang ibenta, gusto na siyang i-dispatcha ng ibang investors, walang mangyayari doon. Talagang bababa siya ng bababa. And syempre, tayong mga hodlers, we're gonna take advantage of that. And yun, katulad nga nung ginawa ko. Ako, personally for me, yung pinakamababa ko nabili ng Abuitis Power is nasa 21 pesos per share. Wala na akong buying power nung nag 20 point something. So, good thing na din, no? Na, I mean, good for me na tumaas na ulit siya na sa 23 something na. So, from, I think, down ako ng 16% sa portfolio ko with Abuitis Power. Ngayon, down na lang siya ng 4%. So, grabe yung recovery. Solid na solid. Then ito, no? Sinasabi ko sa inyo kanina. So, SPC Power Ice Renewable Energy Projects. So, yun. Yung listed SPC Power Corporation said it's looking to develop solar and battery energy storage facilities as it plans to keep renewable energy projects on its radar. So, sabi ng chairman nila na si Alfredo L. Henares, renewables are very much on our radar. In fact, we've evaluated 3 projects renewable this year. 1 in solar and 2 in battery energy or energy storage. The one in battery is progressing and hopefully will have a favorable conclusion to that investment this year. So yeah, sinabi rin niya na the planned solar project is still behind but they're also looking at other solar ventures. So okay yun, no? Okay yun for SPC. Kasi we can't like stay with like coal power plants and like yung mga thermal sources of power. Kailangan talaga natin itong mga renewables, no? And it's pretty good na like yung industry, like buong industry halos is nagfo-follow no sa yapak ng ASEN, ng Abuitis Power. So, I have all 3 of those stocks. So, SPC, meron akong holdings. Pinakamalaki for me dito sa energy industry or sector ng PSE. Pinakamalaki yung holdings is Abuitis, and then sumunod is SPC, and then ASEN. Pero halos magkapareho na yun, no? Yung capital ko for SPC and ASEN. And I think I'm just gonna continue to accumulate those stocks, lalo na pag, you know, medyo nagdi-dip sila, no, on any particular week. So, yeah, magandang news ito. Next one naman, another good news, no? So, Robinson's Land Unit iced nearly 27 billion pesos in REIT market listing. So, ang dami ng REITs. So, meron tayong A-REIT from Ayala. Meron tayong DDMPR na medyo nagtatank lately. Nasa 1 point something na, 1.9 I believe. So, medyo down din ako dun. But, ang liit lang naman ng capital ko. Nasa, I think, 1,000 lang yung sinubscribe ko for DDMPR. And then, meron tayong naka-line up with Philinvest na REIT. And then, ngayon naman, Ayala. I mean, not Ayala. Excuse me po. Robinsons. I'm sorry about that. So, yung SEC released on Thursday the preliminary prospectus filed by a subsidiary of Robinsons Land Corporation for its 26.67 billion Real Estate Investment Trust or REIT, initial public offering or IPO, which is now subject to regulatory approval. So, may nakita rin ako isang article no, na medyo gumaganda rin yung sentiment because of like these REIT listings. Kasi, di ba, kung nakita nyo yung A-REIT, ang ganda rin no, yung sentiment. Parang, magkano ba siya nasa 20 plus lang siya nag-IPO and then yun, nasa 30, above 35 na, I believe. So, yeah, magandang performance. Although, yung DDMPR nga, medyo nagtatank. Kasi, hindi gano'ng kaganda yung dividend yield. Yung A-REIT, medyo solid, mas mataas ng konti no, yung dividend yield na binibigay. I think magandang investment din itong REIT kasi ano eh, like mababa yung capital requirement, 'di ba? Parang stock lang din siya. So high liquidity din, hindi katulad ng mga traditional na for example, condo, apartment and mga bahay, 'di ba? Na ang tagal ng proseso para makabili ka and baka makapagbenta ka. And nandito ito nga, 'di ba? Meron din siyang nagbibigay din siya ng what you call this, ng passive income. So kung gusto mong, you know, i-dip yung toes mo sa real estate industry, then I think para sa yung REIT, di ba? Like anyone can buy this basta meron kang broker account, BPI Trade, Call Financial, Fail Stocks, First Metro, Sec, Video Nomura, pwedeng-pwede ka no bumili nitong REIT, nitong mga REIT na ito. And gumaganda yung market, no? So dumadami na, kumbaga yung parang yung competition, no? Gumaganda yung competition dito sa mga REITs na to. Alright, so last 2 articles sa tayo. Itong second to the last is Frutas acquires bakery Balay Pandesal. I'm not sure kung familiar kayo sa Balay Pandesal, but usually nasa Shell to. No? Well, yun lang yung alam ko talaga na Balay Pandesal. But yeah, familiar kayo yun, na-acquire na siya ng Frutas. So, I think wala naman like sobrang halaga, ano. Kasi, well, listed din naman yung frutas sa ano. Actually, bumili ako sa IPO nito. Pero hindi ganun kaganda yung performance. So, yeah. I think okay ito, no. Kasi, like, kahit pa paano nakapag-acquire sila ng mga ganitong businesses. And hopefully lang, no, kung like frequent kayo bumibili sa Bali Pandesal, lang isang bagay dito, dapat hindi magbago yung quality. Actually, dapat ma-improve pa nga eh. Pero, syempre, dapat, di ba? Like, yung baga, yung parang recipe nila sa mismong Pandesal nila is like, i-retain lang. And syempre, kailangan mo rin ng kumbaga parang innovation, di ba? But syempre, siguro, pwede mo yung gawin sa ibang products lang. Pero yung mga staples ng Bali Pandesal, I think dapat hindi nila baguhin. And yeah, continue lang nila yung success. And syempre, kaya naman nila ito binili kasi nakita nila na successful, no? Yung business. And kumbaga, yung acquisition nitong frutas is maging strategic lang. Syempre, for capital expenditure para mas mataas yung capital na maalat for the growth of this business ng Bali Pandesal. So, yeah, I think that's a good move for them. And then next one naman is yung actually last one, Cebu Landmasters eyes further expansion through 25 projects. Oh, nice. Sobrang ambitious, no? Pero I think they can follow through with that naman. So, 25 projects, no, yung in-expect nila na ma-expand this year. So, Vismin yung kanilang main market. So, ayun. Sabi ng kanilang chairman, president, and chief executive officer na si Jose R. Soberano III, our 2021 projects will expand our Vismin footprint to cities like Ormoc, Bohol, Bacolod, Dumaguete, Iloilo, and other key cities in the region while further strengthening our market share in Cebu and Cagayan de Oro where we have established a strong presence. So around 15 of these projects valued at 19 billion pesos altogether are under the company's economic and mid-market residential segments. So yeah, confident din sila that it can complete its ongoing residential development projects as well as 33 more currently in the works, including mixed-use developments, hotels, and townships. The majority of these are expected to mature for revenue recognition before year-end. Damn! So grabe, no? Kung like matupad to, no? Kahit hindi lahat, I think that's gonna be pretty good for their books, for their balance sheet. And sa kanilang income statement for the end of this year. And syempre, kung holder ka ng CLI, then that's gonna be a very, very good news for you. Kasi if like, tumaas yung income, there's a possibility na tumaas din yung dividends na ibibigay ng CLI. And we all know naman na medyo consistent magbigay din ng dividends itong CLI. And actually, magbibigay din sila ng stock dividends. I think nasa 33%. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, lalay ko lang dito yung screenshot to reconfirm. But ayun, that's something to look forward to as well. So yun guys, end na natin yung episode here. Sana may natutunan kayo. And if umabot kayo at the end of this episode, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Connect with me na rin sa socials ko. TikTok, I post there every single day. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at EmanPSPH.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want more of my content, be sure to leave a rating, give a like, share it, and subscribe. Your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And remember, be PESA smart. See ya.